Blog Talk Radio.
Sure is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. I'm glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Mondays with your sexy host Emma E2K on LushRadioOnline.com. It's on. It's Monday.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe. She knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire. This girl is on fire.
the lady, the princess, everyone that's on fire. I believe we got my co-host on the line, and she's always on fire. Fire, sis, Lushy Lush. Your phone lines is open. Motivational Monday.
What up, Motivational Mondays? What's poppin', sis, man? I broadcast the life from the classroom, girl. That's how hard it is right now.
right from the educational room. Love it. I love it. That motivates me more.
Man, it's crazy, man. It's been crazy grind. I've been motivated. I've been on grind season, you know, getting these events done. You know, you got the toy drive. I was out in Richmond, you know, with TT videotaping that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Back here, I'm in here teaching. Homework, website, check out www.mae2k.com. It's crazy. Read the blog. Sign a guest book, man. We going in, man. It's not a game. 2013-16, man. Let's go.
It's definitely not a game. I'm excited about my new website. Of course, don't forget, plug in mae2k.com. Plug. Go in. Sign a guest book. I've had so many. I don't know if you got a chance to see the guest book. Oh, my God. All the love that I'm already have been receiving. The numbers on the website is phenomenal. It's just phenomenal of all the visits and all the people showing me extreme love. And, you know, that, I mean, it is what it is. What you put out in the universe is what you get back, you know. If you're out there doing grimy stuff, then that's what you're going to receive, you know. If you're out there actually doing the work and putting some good into the world, you know, that's really all you can expect back. So if you want good results, you know, dish out, you know, good situations. You know what I mean? And that's how it is. You cannot be out there doing grimy stuff and being selfish and expect good things to happen. It just doesn't work like that. So, you know, from this point on, you can change starting today. You know, decide I'm going to be a better person than I was yesterday. It doesn't mean you need to go run to the church and you know, and you know, reborn yourself. And if you want to do that, that's fine. I'm just saying baby steps with everything. Because even to give yourself up to the Lord, you have to know exactly what you're giving up and if you're willing to do it. You know, everybody's quick when they have a problem. Oh, Lord, I'm going to, you know, be born again. And I'm not mocking anyone who's religious. I'm just saying, you know, in general, people want to become whatever they want to become, and that's fine if your heart is in it, not because you're trying to escape reality or a situation that you're going through, you know?
Yeah, don't try to use religion to cover up who you really are. Like, don't sit here and then try to act like everybody else is doing blasphemy and trying to do all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, I think, honestly, people need to be real with themselves and keep it 100, you know what I mean? Keep it 100. Be real with yourself.
I don't know why it's so hard for people to do that. I mean, I don't understand, you know. So if you don't really like your true self, then change it. If you really, truly cannot even stand to be with your own self, change it. Every day there's another day that you're blessed to be able to get up and just change things. Shout out to all the queens around the world. Shout out to by all means, let me get the correct, wait. Shout out to the group page, Queen by All Means. All the queens out there are always on point, very inspirational. Shout out definitely to the beautiful C Asia that's always dropping some jewels. Shout out to La Tere, who this weekend held me down. She really held me down with some so much motivational words. I was in a little brink of a point, but she brought me back. And that's what this sisterhood is about. And that's why I always say my queen, because it's a queen healing another queen. It's a queen.
Hey, I want y'all guys to send a shout out. We live on radio. Say,
hey. Uh-oh. Hey. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, my God, that is too cute. Motivation. Right from the top of children. Oh, Lord.
Those are all my children. I got to leave.
Oh, from the mouth of the babes. from the mouth of the babes. That's definitely motivation for anybody. Wow, love it. I love it. Motivational Mondays, man. You just never know how it's going to go down. Let's go.
Boy.
To listen to the needs of others. That was written by Jim Rohn. Another jewel we're dropping here. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. And that was written by Vidal Sassoon. Hey, just trying to spread some knowledge. Don't judge me now. Don't judge me. Just trying to spread the love. Hug yourself. Tell yourself you're beautiful.
I don't want to go there. We should never go there. Why you want to go there? I guess I gotta go there. you're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, gonna be used in another fight. I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact is you're hearing rumors about me. There's some pictures online saying they got you so worried, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret, can we just slow it down and stress? You said, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you
I'm doing a service for my country and my family. That means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, sir.
Chris, wait!
We must acknowledge the past to embrace the present so we can plan for the future. That was written by me. I want to give rest in peace. We usually don't do this. You know, Motivational Mondays, I like to stay uplifted, but we do always have to pay homage and respect. So especially to my fellow Queens, American singer Jenny Rivera, died in a plane crash yesterday, Mexico. She was accompanied by 6 members of her staff, which I currently don't have the name of, but rest in peace to all of them. Tragic accident. It's presumed to be an accident. It's under investigation, but you know, definitely rest in peace to her. All those in the Latin community definitely knew who she was and respected her. My mom knew who she was, and so, you know, it's I also, along with that, want to give a rest in peace to all those that we have just lost this whole year, you know, for this whole entire year. You know, it's important that we acknowledge our past so we can embrace what's happening today as the present, and then we can make those future plans, you know, to be able to move on. So this song goes out in honor to everyone that we have lost in this last past year. A rest in peace to everyone resting in paradise. Marvin's motivational moment. A good mate knows you, trusts you, loves you, respects you, honors you, supports you, wants you, and appreciates you. And that's considered a keeper. And that's from the official Marvin Sapp page. I often take a look at his stuff. Very inspirational. Ego. Three letters that hold you back from saying things your heart is dying to say, like, I love you, I miss you, and I'm sorry. For some reason, those words just kind of escape people sometimes.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
One step closer than you were yesterday, so don't give up. Hold on for those that need just one more day. I'm telling you, just hold on. Those who look for the good in others will naturally bring out the good in themselves. And that's true, you know. If you seek goodness in people, then that just reflects some goodness in you. I want to salute all the dads out there that are actually doing the daddy work. I went to the page, the group page called Thoughts of a Real Man, and he writes there, I salute all men out there who are involved in their child's lives, who is raising another man's child, doing what needs to be done so that he or she will have a better future. God bless you all. I thought that was very, very, inspirational. It says real men carry their weight, and it's a child on a dad's back, you know. Very impactable photo, image, and statement. I also want to read one more, which is from Audrey Hepburn. I love people who make me laugh. I honestly think it's the thing I like most, to laugh. It cures a multitude of ills. It's probably the most important thing in a person. I want to agree with that, because even in my sadness, I always catch myself laughing. And sometimes people be like, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I mean, because really, you know, really? Sometimes you just got to laugh at everything, you know. People are so complex. So instead of breaking your head to try to understand people, sometimes we just need to laugh and not take it so serious, you know. We don't know what people are going through at that moment. Not that that gives them a right to mistreat us just because you're going through something. No, that doesn't give you a right or a pass, but it still allows you compassion to understand. There's another thing here, stress less. And I'm going to read you 10 things that you need to stress less, you know, and do. One says dance it out. Dance it out. Dance out the stress. Go for a walk. Talk about it. Breathe. A lot of people don't breathe. Go to bed earlier. Focus on what you can control. A lot of people always focusing on, I can't do this, I can't do that. So then focus on what you can control and what you can do and what you can obtain. Reminisce about good times. You know, sometimes we're going through something at the moment and, you know, go back to your happy place, you know, good time. Ask for a hug, my baby calls the medicine. He goes, Mama, can I give you some medicine? Or he'll ask me, does Grandma, Titi need medicine, any medicine? Because his hug's the medicine. look for opportunities in life's challenges. Look for them. Don't always be like, life, you know, gave me this. Well, life gave you lemon. Make some damn lemonade. Jesus. And the last but not least, smile. And I do that a lot. And that confuses people sometimes. I throw them off. But, yeah, sometimes when I'm stressed, all I could do is smile. Smile, I laugh, and, you know, and keep going. So, it is what it is. Intelligence is enormously sexy. And I just want to let everybody know, let all the females and the princesses know, you can keep your clothes on and still remain sexy. Try it. We don't have to be half naked to be deemed as sexy beings, you know. We're sexy in our own rights. At whatever age and whatever journey, you know, whatever place of the journey that you're in, you know, sexiness is, to me, is a state of feeling on how you feel and how you view yourself, you know. So if you don't like the self that you're at now, then change it. Change it. Become a brand new you.
he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. A brave, brave girl try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long.
And blessed are the days that we are given to be able to make a change. So every day is an opportunity to be a brand new you. And I don't mean a fake you. I mean your true you. When you don't put value on something and people don't deem it to have any worth, don't blame those that don't see the value. Blame yourself for not demanding its value or its worth. People only see what you show them. And that was written by MA2K, your motivator. And I got to give you some motivational Mondays. Let's
you
shake
go.
It. Go to Dr. Lucky Dutch.
Okay.
Okay.
Check. bottles, yeah, drink that up, man. Got you feeling crazy, well, that was the plan. They was waiting for me, wasn't ready for this. He got the game sold up, no, I'm talking about this. So yeah, I know you wanna fight it, but why would you try? We got him shaking everything from the hood to Dubai. Yeah, we super big, man, why would we lie? Come on.
1, 2, 3, everybody.
Yeah, I'm shaking down the town, get the picture, picture. I'm moving on the floor, gotta love that. How she keep it going on, gotta love that. To the beat like a pro, know you love that. She can shake it to the flow, gotta love that. Get your ass on the dance floor, dance on the dance floor. Move them out the way if they ain't doing it how you want yours. You ain't got the ass, keep skipping more. Don't need my permission, y'all heard what you waiting for.
Something doesn't feel right, probably isn't. Trust your intuition. And that's when you're in a place where you don't feel comfortable and you have that gut feeling. Or when you're talking to somebody or dealing with somebody, and again, you get that gut feeling about, maybe I need to put distance between me and, you know, and that person. Especially here on Facebook, you know, there's a lot of people that kind of live different lives on Facebook. And when you come to see, they're not really the people who they say they are. They don't really do what they say they're doing. And, you know, sometimes you just have to put some distance or just learn how to unfriend, delete, and block. Because, you know, just some people expect you to be who they want you to be and can't accept you for who you are. So, if no one can accept you for who you are, then you don't need those people anywhere in your life or even as a friend on Facebook. I mean, really, it is what it is. Learn to pick your circle of friends and support a little more better. You know, we take more time in buying a pair of shoes, ladies, really. We take more time in buying, you know, a lipstick. To match the right color in our face, but we don't take out the time to surround us with the proper and supportive and motivational people around us. Not good, no bueno. Lushy Lush.
Yo, I'm back in the building, man. Well, preach, preacher.
You already know, sister.
Well, I just want to say, I know where she's coming about when she's talking about people acting like they're not supposed to be, man. Because I came to people's face, man. People say they acting like this, being gangsters.
Excuse me, sister. This is not Shout It Out Fridays. This is Motivational Mondays. Let's stick to the theme. Motivational Mondays! We have to motivate. I'm just saying,
man. I know where she's coming from. Surround yourself with good people, man. And make sure that people are not going to be detrimental to your life. Make sure these are people that are going to uplift your life. And if you feel like you got dead weight in your phone, start the day. Erase people out your phone that's not spiritually helping you or providing you with the assistance that you need in your life in any way. So start deleting people and stop carrying all this, you know, dead weight. Come on, we're going into 2013. You don't need to carry that same baggage with you into the next year.
Especially like when you know you have a situation like, okay, let me go to my phone, and you're passing numbers, you're passing because you're like, no, not this person, not this person, then why are they even on your phone? They're occupying space. Delete them, get them out of there, because if you don't really speak to them, get them out of there. You know, I had a situation not so long ago that somebody actually unfriended me, right? I wasn't even aware of it. But their feed was coming, you know, into, I was seeing their feed, and they was, you know, stating out like they were in distress. So, you know, me, the stress is like the Superman sign up in the air. So I go and I jump to it. Hey, are you okay? This and that. Can I assist you? Not realizing they unfriended me, right? So I'm like, even though you unfriended me for whatever reason, I'm still concerned. You know, the person's like, oh, I unfriended you because you haven't spoken to me in 3 months. Are you serious? I think that was the best thing they did. And right behind that, I blocked them. Dilly, get out of here. I got to motivate myself sometimes. You know, you can't be what everybody wants you to be. And along your journey, you're going to lose some people. You're going to lose some friends. Not everyone is going to like you. Even when you are walking a positive path, not everybody's going to like you. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody's going to see what you see. Now, you know, everyone's made out to be a leader. I accept that. It's okay. Delete me if you choose. It is your choice to not to listen, you know, and do what you want. It is your choice. You know, I'm not mad at that. I really am not. Everyone has to follow their certain path. You know, and that's basically, I can't save the world, like one of my queens told me not so long ago. You know, I know I mean well, you know, my heart is in the right place, but I'm still trying to learn this. You know what I mean? You know, I'm still trying to learn how to be a part of the world and how to, you know, function with the world. I'm still a work in progress, people. I never claim to be perfect, just sexy. That's all I stress, that I'm sexy. I never say perfect, you know? You know what I'm saying?
I stay in my lane.
I know, you know, what I could stress. I never say I'm perfect. Lord knows I make mistakes too. But I get up every day and I try to inspire and motivate and try to, you know, redeem myself every day. About my sexiness, I can't do nothing about that. Blame it on my mama. Blame it on my papa. I don't know. I can't do nothing about that. But what I can do is always, you know, become a brand new me, a brand new better me. And that's all I could do is work on me. And everybody else that don't like it, silly.
Did you like your shout out from the kids, from the kindergarten?
I love the that motivated me even more, girl. Man, listen, you got off the line, but you're gonna have to hear the show afterwards because I was on fire. I even played tambourine for you. Woo! I was going in. You already know I was going in. I was like, what? From the mouth of babes, you know, from our future, you know. That's just, I love it.
Girl, you know they be obsessed with the nails over here. Girl, they grab my nails. They think I'm a dog, baby. They want to start combing my hair.
They are too cute. You know, everyone, just take out the time every now and then to know your worth. Because once you know how much you're worth and once you realize, you know, your value as a person, as a mother, as a partner, as, you know, once you know your value, you're not going to let no one else treat you, you know, less than. So, you know, every now and then, check yourself and know your worth, you know. Actually answer that to yourself. Wait a minute. I know my worth, you know. I also want to read a little something that I wrote the other day, which went out to my queen, sis, La Tere, which I wrote on www.ma2k.com on the blog. I did a special blog for one of my queen sis. I want to read this real quick, which it says, thank you, queen sis La Tere, for catching me, for loving me and uplifting me today. You delivered, manita. I'm back on my fight. He may trip me up, but he can't bring me down. I know he is there, but I do not give him permission to stay, so be gone. I rise not only for me, but for those who count on me. I rise for those that can't, won't, or don't know how to. I will continue to transcend my voice globally and deliver the message of peace and self-love until I cannot rise any longer. And even then, my spirit will still be in existence in hearts where I have planted seeds. We must create our circle of empowerment with people that can catch you when you fall, love you when you're down, and fill you with the right motivation to elevate you back on your journey. How powerful are we when we are doing the work? Wow, amazing, just amazing, blessed.
Wow.
I am a queen. I'm a queen. And peace and light to all my queens. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. And you can read that on my blog. You can read that. My blogs, they they're divided by music, motivation, and interviews. That's emmae2k.com. Make sure you check me out. Get to know me a little better. All the events, go in there, sign a guest book. You can even listen to me live on Tuesdays. You can check out some videos and just go in there and do your thing. Just wander around, book me. Hello. And when I say book me, you better have, your budget ready. I'm just saying, I don't play that stuff. Only time to book all the silliness. I put security out on y'all. Shout out to all my affiliates. Don't forget to check out the affiliates and check out what they're doing too and support them. My testimonials is crazy. Those that want to submit a testimonial, make sure you send it to emmae2k@gmail.com. Send your testimonial, and your testimonial is, of course, someone that I have touched, that I have made a difference in their life, and, they want to share that testimony. You're not forced to do that. You're not obligated. If you choose to do that and you choose to share it with the world, then, I would love to definitely place it up there. And don't forget to check out the pictures and read my bio for those who are always asking me every day, what do you do? What is it that you do? Well, go to ma2k.com. Read the bio. It's too long for me to be telling you everything that I do. But it's up on there. People, work with me. I'm just saying, I'm only one person. Two hands, two legs, one brain, and I think I'm having another toothache. Why is always every time I'm going to New York, I get a toothache? Is my body trying to tell me something? I don't. Shout out to all those in New York City that already have hollered at me and tell me and are letting me know that they have already toys at hand ready for the fundraiser, which is the 19th and the 20th at Mimosa's Lounge. We're going to have an open mic. It's going to start at 12 o'clock midnight. The theme is Christmas. The theme is motivation. So please don't come and talk about your gas and your, and all that other craziness. We don't want to hear that day. We want to hear motivational stuff. Okay, please, people, motivate. Christmassy, sing some jingle bells. I'm just saying, pause. Pause.
Dashing in the snow in a one horse.
Santa's coming to town. Make up your own version, like Pringle, is in the BX, about to get some gifts, and, let me not give my whole song out, but I'm just saying, make some stuff up, to be in the season. Just stay in the season, people. That's what I'm asking you. Let this be a joyous time. There's a lot of poets that are coming out and doing their poetry, so a lot of people coming out in order to support the fundraiser. Please come out with an unwrapped toy, because I don't know, I've been doing it for 11 years and I still get people that come with gifts all wrapped. I'm like, wow, here we go. This is really pretty paper and I gotta break it, so don't bother to wrap the toy. Unwrap toy or a $10 donation, because the monetary donation definitely goes out for us to buy whatever else is needed and to make the place an impact one. We love to make it, create the whole illusion of the children going in Christmassy and getting their gifts and all that. So, shout out to everybody that's already sent me through PayPal. My PayPal is emmae2k@gmail.com. $10, $5, I mean, really, it doesn't even take that much. $5, one less box of cigarettes that you buy that you're, free from cancer. We're actually helping you out. One less Colt 45, one less lotto ticket, one less a little bit of something. I mean, really, for a toy and a gift, help us, be able to embrace these children from the Bronx community. And hopefully next year we can be able to extend it past the Bronx. But united is the only way we're going to be able to do it. People got to think aside themselves, So if we're in the season of giving, people, the blessing is always in the giving. Try it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You're going to feel totally blessed once you do it. Once you do it one time, you're going to get hooked. It's like, let me not even say that word, but it's like, you know, an addiction where you're going to want to keep giving. So, you know, God bless everybody. Shout out to everybody that's already giving. Everybody's out there doing the work, man. And, you know, for you industry people, I got some choice words for you, which is not good on Motivational Monday. But I'm just saying, you know, get with it, man. You guys have the funding to be able to do it. Go out there and do things. Do your own stuff. You know, the community needs you just like you need them to buy CDs and your mixtapes and all that. Well, it doesn't hurt to go back and, you know, spend a little $50 in toys. And there's such stores called Five Below and Dollar Stores and Dollar Tree and, you know, Family Dollar. And all these places that the gifts don't even cost $5. I mean, seriously? Yeah, spend more of that in a night in a club popping bottles. So think about that when you're out there popping bottles and, you know, and there's needy kids out there. Whew, what a toy. I'm getting, I got to motivate myself. I'm going with some Lila James. I'm going with some Lila James. We'll be back. Oh, less than 1 minute. So we're just going to close off with the Lila James. God bless everybody. You know, motivate, stay motivated the whole week. I need y'all motivated because this girl is on fire. Lushy Lush. Love you, sis.
Love you too, man. I'm out of here. Back to these kitties.
Everyone.